Illinois Governor George Ryan has just pardoned four death row inmates whom he believes are innocent of murder charges. He's expected to announce any clemency plans for more than 100 other inmates this weekend. As Ryan goes ahead, Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold has announced he'll try this year to abolish all federal executions. He'll also try again to put a moratorium on federal executions and encourage states to stop using the death penalty while a national panel reviews the issue. Feingold says even lengthy appeals do not spare some innocent people from going on death row or getting lethal injections.
I actually personally know some of these people who spent 25 years on death row who we know for sure didn't do it. So appeals themselves don't work. I'm afraid that some people have been executed who were innocent, and that isn't acceptable in our country.
Feingold says he believes President Bush would not sign either of the bills, but the Wisconsin Democrats says he's trying to build momentum on the issue for the day there's another president in the White House. For example, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry backs the moratorium measure. But Marquette University professor John McAdams predicts that with Republicans now in control of the Senate, Feingold's bills may not even come up for a vote in committee. McAdams also contends most people back the death penalty.
Really, the high mark of the anti-death penalty movement was, two or three years ago before Tim McVeigh was executed. Then we had a terrorist attack, and, well, let's put it this way, only a tiny proportion of the population would object to the execution of Osama bin Laden. Then we had the Beltway snipers in Washington, D.C.
McAdams personally supports the death penalty in some cases. He says many states want to expand DNA testing and are trying to provide better legal counsel to people charged with murder. A bill to add the death penalty in Wisconsin may be debated in the state legislature this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.